The National Guardsmen in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta made history last week by successfully completing their first jump training in the region since they were transformed into an airborne battalion. The parachute training was the first of its kind for many reasons, but it won't be the last. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
The sound of a Black Hawk helicopter is vibrating inside the National Guard hangar. Guardsmen are lined up, waiting to get a final equipment check from Captain Jeff Preston.
Right now I'm just checking the static line, make sure that there's no oil or debris or cuts in this in the static line. This is what actually deploys the chute.
In moments, these guardsmen from the YK Delta will load into the Black Hawk, and once in the air, they'll jump back out.
Pretty much everything is unique. A lot of the guys haven't jumped helicopters before. Quite a few jumps under my belt. I've never jumped into the snow. This is the first jump on this drop zone. It was just surveyed. I think it's the first jump into Bethel in decades.
Preston is part of the Alpha Company based in Texas. His company was recently put under the same battalion as the Bravo Company based in Bethel.
We're really trying to be more of a national asset. And we've been training together, trying to build a rapport with one another.
The retooled Bravo Company officially stood up last May. Bethel Guardsman Eric Pavel is part of that company. Jumping from aircraft is becoming part of his regular workday.
It's part of our job to be proficient in airborne operations.
The Bravo Company has jumped several times downstates, but Pavel says this jump is special.
Because you get to have your family and friends here locally see exactly what you do.
Bravo Company has jumped in places like Texas and Alabama, but as Pavel waits to jump now, it's about 20 degrees outside and it's much colder with the wind.
Your adrenaline's pumping. The cold really isn't going to affect you because you got other things in your mind.
Now loaded with guardsmen, the Black Hawk begins circling at about 1,000 feet above the tundra near the old BIA school. Ground teams hope for the best, but they're prepared for the worst. The first team jumps, and the horizon is filled with men dangling from green parachutes. The wind spreads them out as they land on the tundra. Specialist David Nanning of Bethel says it's his job to pick them up in a specialized vehicle called a SUSV. It moves on tracks much like a tank, but it's made for transportation. Nanning says it's ideal for this country.
It could go in the river and it floats, you know, lakes, rivers, the tundra. You know, we've been going through the tundra and I don't think it ever got stuck.
One person Nanning did not have to pick up was Sergeant Simon Black, originally from Hooper Bay. During the second wave of jumps, Black floated right over the parking area where the soldiers waited. But that was not his plan.
As soon as I jumped out of the helicopter, the wind caught me, so I started going a lot faster. I knew I started going a little too far and to the side, and as soon as, like within 100 feet to the ground, I knew I was getting too close to the wire.
That's a telephone wire. Onlookers watched as Simon came floating towards it. He had a choice to try and drop altitude or try and clear it. He says he made a split-second decision.
I decided to just let the wind take me over, and I cleared it.
How close was it?
Inches. It was inches. I actually felt the wire. It was crazy.
Unscathed, Simon won't soon forget the experience.
It's awesome. It's just full of adventure.
Meanwhile, Nanning, who's parked in his SUSV, says he's waiting for his chance to jump. He says he was sidelined this go-around with an injury, but he's still happy to be part of the Bravo Company's landmark mission.
You know, in the future, I could look back and be like, you know, I was one of those soldiers. You know, so far we accomplished the first jump here in Bethel. And there's going to be plenty more to come.
I'm Shane Iverson.